it's very good to come into the new, the latest in the great empire of cost cutters in Southwark. We were just going through the number of previous cost cutters. So this is number 5, and number 6 is coming on stream in the next few weeks, next couple of weeks in Bermondsey, which will be very good. They're following me around because when I had my office in Towerbridge Road, they opened in Towerbridge Road. Now I've moved my office to the Blue, they're opening in the Blue. So there's clearly an attraction somewhere. I don't know whether we're attracted by you or you're attracted by us. Just three serious things. It is very important, when we were coming in, obviously we were talking to people about the post office. It is very important that the community has access to public services as well as to private services. And something that gives the best public and the best private service is a very good combination. And so I've never been against the principle of there being a combination of post office and private franchisee. I'm just keen that we keep our post offices, which is very important. We've had discussions about that. I wasn't happy because the locals worried about the post office closing in Borough High Street. But I was persuaded that on the economics of it for the post office, that's what had to happen. And now the battle is to make sure we keep our network of post offices and also that we make sure the post office is used as much as possible and has as many products as possible so that the maximum number of people come in to use it. The more people who use the post office, the more people will use the shop. The more people use the shop, the more people will use the post office. So that's the first thing. Second thing, this scheme here, I was just saying I can't officially sign up to it because we don't have a party view, and I don't have a view that there's a particular age, but I'm very happy to say that if a store thinks this is the right thing to do, then you must be free to do that. There is obviously an issue here with managing young people and alcohol. We have a whole debate raging in Britain about what we do about alcohol sales. Alcohol off sales have been the cause of lots of problems in the country. Some of the alcohol is bought illegally, but some is bought legitimately and then misused. And some is bought by people pretending to be eligible to buy and misusing it. So stores must be free to take a choice whether you have to challenge people if they don't look 18, or challenge people if they don't look 21, or challenge people if they don't look 25. That's a matter for you as an outlet. And you must have the freedom to do that. And then it's up to your customers to decide how they respond to it. But I'm glad you're taking the alcohol issue seriously, because reducing the abuse of alcohol, particularly by young people, is important. I don't say that as somebody who's against alcohol, although I have given it up for Lent, but my dad was a brewer of beer, my grandfather was a brewer of beer, and I had an aunt and uncle who ran a pub. And so, had it not been for alcohol, the family would not have prospered in the same way. So, it's important that people have responsible places to buy and purchase. Third thing I'll say, just really important. It's really good to see the high quality of store that you run, that looks good, that looks inviting, that really has the highest standards of cleanliness, and we're talking about bakery production and so on. People will come if they think they get two things. If they get well presented and a well laid out store and good smiling customer. And one of the things Britain has not always been good at is having good customer service. If you go to the States, people are fantastically good at customer service. And the tradition in Britain was that people served you, but in a way it looked as if it was a bit of a chore to serve. The secret of a successful store and a successful post office is when the customers think that the people who are serving them really want to do the job. Go out of your way to be helpful. And whether it's young people dashing in and out, business people dashing in and out, or tired people, if you look after them, they will look after you. If you get to know them, personally, to be attentive to them, then that will stand you in very good stead. So I hope you have every success. It's important for Britain that we do. And I leave you with this last thought. There may be a credit crunch. There is a credit crunch. But what happens in a credit crunch is that people give up luxuries, they don't give up necessities. They can't afford to give up necessities, they actually have to still buy the things that we need for every day. So food and household goods like this, the things that everybody needs, will go on being bought.